Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Antiheroes aren't hard to find. They're in most novels, comics, and movies. There's Hellboy, Travis Bickle, basically any mystery, private eye, or crime novel. But what about antiheroes who are women? They're a much rarer bird. This week, I'm looking at two movies about anti-heroines. There's a British comedy about two women who like to add names to their lists, and a French mystery thriller about a woman who wants to cross names off her list. The Bride Wore Black, directed by François Truffaut. Julie Kohler, played by Jeanne Moreau, is a pretty young woman dressed in black. She should be happy about her recent wedding, but she's not. Something went wrong and she's depressed. Jump out the window, depressed. When her repeated suicide attempts are thwarted, she sets off on a journey, leaving with just a small suitcase and a list of five names: Bliss, Coral, Fergus, Moran, and Delvaux. Who are these people? What do they have in common, and why does she want to meet them? Turns out they're all men, all strangers. She's never met them, nor they her, and they live in different places, spread all across France, and work at wildly different jobs. Nothing seems to connect them. So she sets out on her mysterious mission. Her first stop, the handsome young playboy named Bliss, played by Claude Rich. She leaves him flowers and messages, and Bliss is intrigued. He wants to meet this mysterious woman described as beautiful by the guy at the front desk. He's about to get married, but figures, hey, there's always another chance for a notch in his bedpost. But things don't go exactly as planned, and he and the audience are in for a big shock. She crosses his name off her list and heads off to meet Coral, a lonely, petty office worker played by Michel Bouquet. He lives a solitary, depressing life, marking his liquor bottles in case his nosy landlord takes a nip while he's away. Julie meets him at a concert and joins him in his bleak, rented room. So he thinks his success with women is finally changing, and it is, but not in the way he expects. Then there's Delvaux, a shady gangster who works in a junkyard, heading out to commit a crime. And Moran, a successful married man with a son. She sends his wife off on a fake emergency, then talks her way into his home by convincing him she's her boy's school teacher, despite the kid's denials. Her most difficult case is Fergus, a successful artist, played by Charles Denis. She becomes the live model for a series of paintings he's working on of a naked woman holding a bow and arrow. He's sure he knows her from somewhere, but he can't put his finger on it. Who are these men? What do they have in common? Why does Julie want to meet them? And is it love, revenge, or bloodlust? So Bride Wore Black is a fantastic mystery from 1968. It's Truffaut's homage to Alfred Hitchcock. He filmed this right after publishing his famous book of interviews, which I talked about last week, a book called Hitchcock Truffaut. The directing and editing are done in Hitchcock's spare style. He doesn't explain what the backstory is. He even hired Hitchcock's favorite composer, Bernard Herrmann, to write the soundtrack, and he bases the story on a book by crime writer Cornell Woolrich, who wrote the story for Hitchcock's Rear Window. So this is playing as part of TIFF Cinematheque retrospective. Absolutely Fabulous, the movie directed by Mandy Fletcher. Edina Monsoon, played by Jennifer Saunders, is a rich Londoner who lives an all-female life. She works in a woman-dominated world of publicity, specifically fashion PR. She lives with her widowed mom, played by June Whitfield, her single daughter, Safi, played by Julia Sawalha, and her granddaughter, Lola. And she works with her eccentric Lancashire assistant named Bubble, played by Jane Horrock, who handles the day-to-day. But Eddie spends most of her time with her best friend, lifelong friend, Patsy Stone, played by Joanna Lumley. Eddie and Patsy are different from most people, self-centered hedonists. They don't think about ordinary things like food or money. They don't even know what it is. Life is one long party followed by a perpetual hangover. They subsist solely on cigarettes, drugs, champagne, and vodka straight out of the bottle. Self-conscious Eddie always worries about her weight, while Patsy remains tall and rail thin. And she's always ready for a roll in the hay with any man between 15 and 90. She's not picky. At home, plain daughter Safi acts like the de facto mother, worrying about money and manners and responsibility and disapproving of Eddie's lifestyle. Eddie longs to be loved, but acts like an irresponsible, whiny, spoiled teenager. And Patsy is the bad friend, always leading Eddie into trouble. The two of them are the epitome of baby boomer excess, minus any social conscience. But life is good. Money seems to appear magically in Eddie's bank account from her ex-husbands. Until now, suddenly, the champagne supply goes dry, the bank accounts are empty, and Eddie has no new clients. They have to find someone to represent. But in a frenzy to sign a supermodel, Eddie accidentally pushes Kate Moss off a balcony into the River Thames. Murderer! Patsy and Eddie are on the lam. They flee to the French Riviera to find a billionaire for Patsy to marry if the police don't find them first. Okay, Absolutely Fabulous, a.k.a. Ab Fab, is based on the cult British sitcom from the mid-1990s. It's created by the comedy team, the famous comedy team, French and Saunders, and it portrayed for the first time women as aggressive, selfish, trend-obsessed, politically incorrect characters. They're hilarious and shocking in their audacity. I've never seen anything like them before. The movie continues where the TV show left off, and the actors are all flawless in their timing. The movie is packed with celebrity cameos, so you could compare it to Zoolander, but it's much, much better than that horrible, awful movie. Okay, not every joke is funny. This laugh track feels like it's missing because there is none, and it's definitely a shock to see these TV faces 30 feet high on a movie screen. But it's still as funny as it ever was. For more anti-heroines, you can catch the classic Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, presented by Retropath and Ladies of Burlesque at the Royal Cinema this week. Absolutely Fabulous, the movie, opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And The Bride Wore Black is screening next Thursday as part of the Hitchcock Truffaut series, playing at TIFF Cinematheque. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.